Good morning, Dua. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you, Mitch?
Yeah, really well. Thank you for asking. So you're a refugee from South Sudan. Tell us about your journey and how you came to Australia.
Yes, I was born in South Sudan and migrated to Australia in 2003 after spending 9 years in a refugee camp in Kenya. I spent my childhood escaping from war, running from place to place, dodging bullets, rocket-propelled grenades, airstrike, bombs, and sustaining all kinds of sickness, hunger, and malnutrition. I have witnessed people dying because of hunger, people being shot dead, people being killed by airstrike, and more by animals. These are the experiences I brought with me to Australia. And, you know, first time when I settled in Australia, it was in a little town called Toowoomba in Queensland.
Yeah.
And Toowoomba was quite small, but we were looking for an educational sort of life. Mm-hmm. So we decided to look for a Jesuit education, which we had experienced back in the camp. So we kind of looked around and decided to move to Sydney looking for the Jesuit refugee services to link us into a Jesuit education. Mm-hmm. So that's how we sort of came to Australia and started a new life here.
So after what had been a traumatic experience, you told us about your life and spending 9 years in a refugee camp in Kenya. How was it adjusting to a new life, firstly in Toowoomba and then to Sydney? Was it a big adjustment to make, I imagine?
It was a very big adjustment. First of all, you have to actually look at yourself and think, wow, I've just moved from where I had little or nothing to somewhere where I need to make my life really start again over and again. And you have new people in the country, people you haven't even met with. Your cultural differences are quite far apart. And you wanted to really sustain life. So you slowly integrate into the community by using your social links, by using your community links, and also by looking at other ways through school and education to actually link into the community. So that was how I find that transition.
So why is it important to welcome and support refugees, do you think? You obviously were there yourself. How much does that make a difference when people are welcoming and give you lots of help and assistance?
As I said, refugees and people seeking asylum have often faced unimaginable hardship through their journeys, whether through you know, wars and persecution that they face. And if you look at the recent research that's done by the Australian Bureau of Statistics, it shows that refugees are the most entrepreneurial people in this country. They are talented, highly skilled, and their work ethic is humbling. They are unbelievably resilient, and they have the drive to succeed. For example, myself, coming into this country, I had nothing but myself to start with, and where I am at the moment is quite incredible, mm-hmm. and within a short time of period. Refugees are extremely vulnerable and in need of support as they establish a new life in Australia. By empowering them, it is helping them to achieve their potential. They can live a happy life, or even a meaningful contribution to Australia. That's the most important thing that we need to gain from refugees. They need to be supported in simple things, such as finding a place to live, supporting them through their health, mental health, very important, and also day-to-day life, such as schools, you know, linking them with services such as bank, Centrelink, employment, and any other local, you know, shopping centres, for example, an halal supermarket that's available, something mm-hmm. that they can relate to, as close as it is back home. They also need support in understanding the Australian customs and how to use public transport.
Yep.
Got this
especially
morning
in
here.
Sydney.
Yes. And they need help assessing range of English services, as English is my fourth language,
if you can
imagine.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So supporting refugees in the earlier stages of settlement has a range of benefits. It helps them to become more self-reliant and participate in the Australian society as soon as possible, and to maximize their talent and the immense skills that they have with them. And also to minimize that cultural differences. It also promotes their personal well-being, can live as healthy as you are,
mm-hmm.
and independence and community connectedness. So many people are connected in this community from wide variety of cultures. That's the importance that we can gain from supporting refugees.
And you recently completed your master's in international law. So congratulations on that. And what are you hoping to do now? You're hoping to become a lawyer or do something in that sort of area?
Yeah, my very initial vision was to work within the refugee youth space, and much particularly in the international space. So I did the Master of International Law, International Relations, to actually help me understand how policy work in that space, what's the interrelation between countries, what's the development space like. I wanted to use my skills to better the refugees that are in refugee camps in protracted situations. That's what I wanted to do with my skills that I learned.
And of course, you do a lot of that work already through the Youth Collective. What kind of work do you do there?
In my role as SSI Youth Projects Coordinator, SSI standing for Settlement Services International, I oversee the direction of Youth Collective, an initiative of SSI and 11 migrant resource centres across New South Wales.
Mm-hmm.
Youth Collective is a network of multicultural organisations, and young people focus on service delivery outcomes that reflect the needs and aspirations of multicultural youth in New South Wales, with a focus on migrant and refugees like myself. The core focus of Youth Collective is to develop projects and programs aimed at building confidence and resilience, and also giving young people self-empowerment so they can take part, or they can even inform the decisions of the projects and programs that organizations like SSI run. It also seeks to enhance skills and efforts of SSI and other migrant resource centers, including other youth organizations that are working in the settlement sector, to listen to the voices of young people, to inform the participation in their decisions making. So some of the activities that we did with Youth Collective were has a direct response from what the young people are feeding in. We did a employment project called Gateway. The project was aimed to develop their skills and give them the foundational knowledge to be able to get job, sustain job, and actually address some of the social and cultural issues that they do have, and giving them knowledge. So it was a successful project. We also did a orientation to Australia project for young people called The Amazing Race,
mm-hmm.
where young people go into their local area and into the city doing some treasure hunting while they are learning one or two things about Australian culture, the law, the transport, health, all these local services that are around them. It's quite fun. We also did another youth engagement where we brought young people with the skills to cook for community people. We call it My Kitchen Rocks. It was a ripoff from My Kitchen Rules.
Yeah.
So it was about engaging young people with a whole range of activities, and young people from multicultural background, including Australian-born young people. Some of the activities that we also do is to inform the processes of the youth work within the settlement sector, within Migrant Resource Centre. So much of that is what we do to support the youth workers that are working in that area. So that's much about my work. Even so, before I joined SSI, my work was all about supporting other young refugees through youth centres. I work as a youth worker before I came to Australia for about 2 years before I came to Australia, and continued that shortly after that, and supporting other young people.
Well, you've done a lot of great work. Dor, thanks so much for joining us on 2SER this morning. Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.